Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show here at Odyssey Milwaukee. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every single morning on KISS FM during the week. You can always hear me from 6 to 10 a.m. And on Sunday mornings, I get to host the Public Affairs Show, which I love doing because we get to highlight people in the community that are doing great things, that are helping others, whether it's a nonprofit or just resources that are available to people and ways to help. But you might be listening on 103.7 KISS FM. You might be tuning in this morning on one of our sister stations, 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7, or you might even be listening on our sports station, 1250 AM The Fan. Either way, good morning, and I'm excited today to welcome to the show a dear friend of mine who I met just by getting involved in the community and meeting new people. Welcome to the show, a friend of mine and the founder of Project Bubaloo, which we're going to talk about and what that means. Welcome, Callie Chiroff. How are you?
Hi. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I cannot believe it is 2023.
Yeah, no, it's last year went way too fast.
Yeah, it did. And I'm really excited to have you on the show today because we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to obviously talk about Project Bubaloo and why it's so important to you and why you founded it, because your story is just, wow, it's inspiring. It's sad. I mean, but what you've done with all of your energy, and we're going to get into this, to found Project Bubaloo is amazing. But I want to also talk to you about everything that happened last year in 2022 and what you have coming up in 2023 today. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds great.
So, Callie, let's just start, even though you're a good friend of mine, and I know why you got involved with congenital heart disease and why you founded Project Bubaloo. Let's just start from the beginning and tell everyone your story.
Yeah, it started in 2017, and like anybody, any new parent, I found out that I was pregnant, did all the things, was super excited, went to a 20-week ultrasound and found out that there was something wrong with, I didn't know at the time he was going to be my son, but my son's heart. And it created this kind of whirlwind that never stopped. I mean, that day just completely changed my life. And I ended up in the amazing care of the Herma Heart Institute at Children's Wisconsin. And they told me that my child was going to need open heart surgery after he was born and that he would be in the hospital for weeks. I was also told he had a genetic abnormality, a chromosomal abnormality, and we didn't really know, you know, a lot of people know chromosomal abnormalities like Down syndrome and some of these things, but this was a more unique thing that they had not really seen, and we didn't really know what that meant for his health. And so after he was born, he came into the world furious and blue and needed to be intubated right away, and was a fighter from the start. And we spent 6 months, he had multiple open heart surgeries, and he spent 6 months fighting. And it got to a point where, you know, he just, I really truly believe after all this time, I really truly believe he wasn't meant to live long, and he knew that. And I think he just came, he made such a difference, and we've been trying to honor that ever since. And so Theo is our reason and our motivation behind Project Bubaloo. But what I love so much about the growth that we've had, especially in the past year and the new friends we've made, is that I can now, and I now have the personal energy to be a place for people to come to put their energy, just how I was looking for somewhere to put my energy. I feel like we've become sort of a place for people to do that, for parents who want to give back, who want to get involved. Because when your kid dies, it's such a, you know, people always tell me that's the worst thing anyone can go through. And it's true. And I needed to put that energy, that love, the positive and negative, into something. And so we created Project Bubaloo. My sister is my co-founder, and we've been, for the past 5 years, have just been trying to keep Theo's name alive, but also honoring all the other kids who we have lost. CHD or congenital heart disease is congenital means that you're born with heart disease, and these kids are fighters, but we lose a lot of kids every year to this. And I feel like it's something people don't talk about.
Yeah, I've learned so much just from, you know, talking to you about it, Callie, just from being friends with you and having you on the show. So much awareness and knowledge I've learned. I didn't know that congenital meant, you know, born with, until you educated me on that. And, you know, as a mom, I can't even imagine what it's like to lose a child. There you are, you know, you're pregnant, you find out something's wrong, and then to eventually lose Theo when, you know, he was, what, less than 6 months old is just, just awful. So the fact that I have watched you, you know, after I got to know you, I have seen you put all of this energy into Project Bubaloo and giving back and teaching people and trying to help other parents. I mean, you are just an amazing person. So I hope you know that. And
thank you.
Honestly, I mean, it really is. You're very inspiring because a lot of people don't recover. You know, it's hard for a lot of people. So I'm sure Theo is watching you, and I'm sure he sees everything you're doing and how many other people that you're helping. So
I hope so. I think that, in with something so terrible, you can only, I just knew that I could only do good, because doing bad for would only hurt myself. And he had such a short life. I promised him I wouldn't waste mine. I'm not gonna let him live this terrible life of 6 months in pain and change my life for the better and then waste it. So that's not what I'm going to do. And I'm going to try everything that I can. It's really easy to, you know, for life to get in the way and for it to lose motivation and steam. But that's why I'm really proud of what we've done. And again, the sort of this year in Project Bubaloo, we kind of gave ourselves a new brand that feels more upscale and professional. And so we're doing these things to kind of legitimize ourselves, maybe just in our own minds, but to make sure that people know we're here and we're here to make a difference. And it's not just, you know, kind of a knee-jerk move after Theo died. This is something that we're really committed to.
Absolutely. And you had a really big year at Project Bubaloo, which is, you know, what you founded after you lost Theo as a way to give back and honor him. We didn't tell everyone why you call it Project Bubaloo. Share that with the listeners, Callie.
Yeah, well, Bubaloo is, I think, everyone that's a parent that's listening knows you just come up with the craziest names for your children. just nicknames, and you go, I have no idea how we got here. And Bubaloo is just that for Theo. I think it started as Bubs and worked its way to Bubaloo. And most of the videos that I have, I'm saying Bubaloo instead of Theo. And so that's where we came up with that name. And I had never really heard it before. So we went with Project Bubaloo to, honor Theo's name, but, you know, it's not completely just his name, because I want Bubaloo to be anyone's Bubaloo. I want Bubaloo to be anybody who has a child that is special, and being able to honor other kids and not just Theo, but, you know, share the stage a little bit and get other people involved, because there's so many families that are affected by congenital heart disease.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, by the way, I am talking to Callie Chiroff, who has become a good friend of mine, but has done a lot now with congenital heart disease after losing her own child, Theo. And she is the founder of Project Bubaloo, which you can check out on your own at projectbubaloo.org if you want more information. Or you guys are on Facebook. I know you're on Instagram, so there's different ways people can find you, right?
Yes, and we even made a TikTok. We're not super active.
Nice.
I'm trying my hand at TikTok. I think we have 36 followers, so anybody that wants to jump on board.
It's a start. It's something. I love it that you're moving with the times and evolving. That's good stuff.
We're trying to stay hip. We're trying to stay hip and cool for all the kids.
Oh, I love it. So, Callie, let's talk about 2022. And it's hard to say. It's so weird to say last year now that we're in 2023. It's a very strange thing, you know. But tell us about 2022, what you did. I know I was there for your events. I got to get involved and help, which your events are great. But let's talk about what you did, how much money you raised, where the money went. Because people always want to give back, but a lot of times we don't see where the money's actually going. A lot of times when you donate, you just go, well, I want to help. So let's talk about that a little.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think it's really important for people to be mindful of where they're donating.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of money that goes into the nonprofit world, and it's very common to say, well, I just gave this big chunk of money, of my hard-earned money,
mm-hmm.
to something that I believe in, but where is it going? What mm-hmm. is this going for? And I feel like transparency in that is something that I really strive for. And it's really important. We don't get paid. Nobody at Project Bubble. It's all volunteer basis. So everything that's donated to us goes towards our mission, whether that's the awareness piece or research piece. I think a couple of years ago, we were doing a lot of joint efforts with other groups with fundraising. And mm-hmm. over the past few years, we've dedicated ourselves to what is our mission. And our mission is to fund research. And we feel very strongly that research and moving treatments forward, quality of life programs forward, those are the ways that we are going to improve the lives of people with congenital heart disease, whether that's in quantity or quality. And mm-hmm. so funding research and changing and shifting the quality of care is, we feel, the best way to do that. So we created this past year our first research grant committee. It was made up of myself and my sister. I have a doctorate in nursing, so not that I'm, you know, do a lot of research myself, but I'm involved in the world of academia.
Mm-hmm.
We had two parent representatives. We had a pediatric cardiologist, a critical care nurse practitioner, a critical care RN, a critical care physician, and I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but we had this large group, physical therapy. We had this large group of medical professionals and then also parent representatives that took on reading the applications that we had and then ranking them. And we tried to make it as rigorous as we could. And then we got together and we decided who was going to be funded. And we were able to fund two very high-end, very impressive, exciting research projects that are taking place. And I'm very excited to show people at our next event, you know, the details and what we did last year and what we're able to accomplish if we come together and we donate to something like Project Bubaloo.
Yeah, I love that you said that, you know, make sure you pay attention to where you're putting your money when you donate, because you're just going, oh, it's a good cause, but where is it really helping someone?
Is it? Right.
You know, you said you're all volunteer. There's no one's getting paid. You're just doing this to help other people, to help with research with congenital heart disease, to help other parents who maybe have kids in the hospital or are struggling. And you've done a lot when it comes to that. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Callie Chiroff from Project Bubaloo. She founded Project Bubaloo after she lost her son Theo to congenital heart disease. And Callie, I want to hear about some of the research projects that you have funded now with Project Bubaloo. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so our research grant committee got together and we decided on fully funding two research projects. And you can check out more details on our social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. So we're going to be putting their stories out over the next few weeks to tell people about what we're doing. But there's two research studies. One is involved with Dr. John Baker is doing research that focuses on measuring how much radiation impacts kids when they have cardiac caths. So a lot of times people think of cardiac caths when somebody has a heart attack. You know, mm-hmm. it's a procedure where they go, you know, up through the leg, up to the heart, and they can see blockages.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times people don't understand that a cardiac catheterization is the best way to look at the heart in a lot of ways. And it involves using radiation. And what effects does that have on children in the long term?
Mm-hmm.
And how much impact does that have on their little bodies, especially when it comes to the development of cancer? So we funded his research project involving quantifying how much impact these procedures have on their bodies when it comes to risk factors like the risk for cancer and things like that. The next project is from Dr. Joy Lincoln. Her work focuses on developing risk profiles for patients with a congenital heart defect called a bicuspid aortic valve. So she's using statistical analysis to determine which patients are more likely at risk for long-term complications when it comes to this specific defect. And this specific defect is actually one of the most common and one of the most common that you will see in adults as well. So you'll see people who have congenital heart disease, they were born with this and they're still dealing with complications and problems in adulthood. So we thought that that was a really important project to fund as well. And moving forward, we're really excited. Both of these research projects are taking place right here in our in Milwaukee through the Medical College of Wisconsin and Children's Wisconsin. And so it was very exciting that we have some of this amazing research being done right here in our own backyard. And we look forward to hearing more about what's going on in around the United States. We want to make enough money so that we can get people from all over saying we want Project Bubaloo's grants because we are funding good quality research. That is what we're looking for.
I love it that you brought that up, Callie, about adults as well with congenital heart disease, because I know when I met you and you told me your story about how you had lost your son, Theo, you know, when he was just a baby to congenital heart disease. And the more and more I learned about congenital heart disease that you just from talking to you and from Project Bubaloo, which you founded, you know, in his memory to kind of put that grief and that energy somewhere. And you've done so much. I learned how many adults are living with congenital heart disease. And you don't know that until they realize, oh, they start talking and you're like, wait, I had no idea. People, you right. know, in your everyday life, right?
There's more adults living with congenital heart disease than there are children.
Wow.
And that is just, that just shows you though, how far we have come in the care of these patients, because mm-hmm. 30, 40 years ago, a lot of these people didn't live long, mm-hmm. but now they are. Now they're going to college. Now they're getting married. Now they're doing all the things that we want to do as adults mm-hmm. and live a happy life. And we are seeing more and more people living into adulthood, which is amazing, but that also opens a lot of other doors into the unknown and things that we don't know and understand because it's all kind of new, which is why research is so important. Mm-hmm. And we can keep making sure that more kids are living into adulthood when they're born with congenital heart disease because it is the most common birth defect. People born with heart defects, it's the most common birth defect, but within the first year of life, it's also the number one cause of birth defect-related deaths. Wow. So there's a lot of kids dying, not living into adulthood, and that's what we're really focused on and what we're really trying to change. And then also making sure that we're looking at the quality of life and the lives that these people who are surviving, but making sure that they are thriving. It's mm-hmm. not just about quantity, it's about quality at that point too. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to revisit this and reset because we talked about this at the beginning of the interview, Callie, but if somebody's just tuning in right now, I want them to know your story and to remember Theo because I know that's, you know, a big part of what pushes you to do this and help others when it comes to congenital heart disease. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Callie Chiroff, who is the founder of Project Bubaloo, who lost her own son, Theo, to congenital heart disease. So Callie, tell everyone again, just start from the top and tell them your story because you were pregnant with your first child, Theo, mm-hmm. and tell them, you know, what happened and why you're doing this.
Yeah, it started in 2017. I got pregnant with Theo and found out at my 20-week ultrasound that he needed open heart surgery after birth. He had a major, what they call a critical cardiac defect. We didn't have anything like that in our families. We didn't know what it was, what that meant. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, after 6 months, he fought and had a lot of complications. And we decided to withdraw care after a really long, hard-fought battle. And withdrawing care from your own child is, and being able to say goodbye and say and listen to them when they're telling you that they can't do it anymore is mm-hmm. probably the hardest thing anyone can ever have to go through. So I took that and tried to move forward with mm-hmm. something positive and trying to make a difference. And I really feel like we are, and I'm really excited about where Project Bubaloo now is. I feel like it's a place for parents and people to come to celebrate their heart warriors and celebrate the people that have congenital heart disease. And then also people from the community. If you're listening right now and you're going, I don't really know what that is, but I want to learn more about it and I want to help. Please come to our events. We have a lot going on in 2023.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to projectbubaloo.org to find out all of the events and what's going on and different ways you can help. Callie, can you hold on for a second? Because I still have a lot I want to talk to you about. Can you hold on? We're going to do a part two. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Hold on, Callie. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about what's happening in 2023, ways people can help, and your story. Welcome back. This is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM on the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. This is now part two with Callie Chiroff. If you've been listening, I've been talking to her about Project Bubbaloo, which she founded after losing her son, Theo, to congenital heart disease. And I've gotten to know Callie over the last 4 years, and she is just an amazing human being. So I love having you on the show, Callie. Thank you for sticking around for another part and sharing your story with me today, because it is just fascinating how you lost a child, which I can't even imagine as a parent how hard that is. But watching you take that energy and your grief and put it into everything you have done with Project Bubbaloo, whether it's educating people on congenital heart disease or putting money towards research projects that's going to help people live longer. That's kind of what we were talking about in the last segment, was how much the money people give then can help other people live longer, and how many adults even are living with congenital heart disease today, which is something I did not understand until I met you and you kind of gave me this education and awareness about it. So welcome back to the show, Callie from Project Bubbaloo. Good morning.
Morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy I cannot believe it is 2023. Just wild.
Wild.
But we were talking about everything you did in 2022, and now we're going to talk about everything you're going to do in 2023 and ways people can help. Because one of the things I love that you talked about was so many people want to give back, and so many people want to give their money to causes that touch their hearts or that maybe they relate to, or maybe it's just, oh, they can't imagine, you know, going through what you went through, so they want to give back. But remind everyone again why it's so important to know where your money's going with nonprofits.
Yeah, I think every nonprofit, I want to believe, starts off wanting to do good things. Not
yes.
all, maybe. I can't speak
but
for
most,
all. But
yes.
a lot of us that start a nonprofit or are doing things like Project Bubbaloo is doing, is we all start off wanting to do something good. But I think as things get bigger and bigger and bigger, sometimes people lose their way, or it's mm-hmm. not quite clear where things are going or how much money is going to what. And as I've learned more about the nonprofit world, I've come to become a little bit skeptical. So I always encourage people to skeptical in that, you know, if it's not clear to me what a group spending their money on mm-hmm. and where the money is going, that people are giving you their hard earned money. And I always yeah. tell people, my job is to protect our donors mm-hmm. and to protect the money that they are amazingly giving us to do something mm-hmm. with and mm-hmm. trusting us with that. And I don't want any one of our donors to feel like we're doing wrong by them. So mm-hmm. that's really important to me. And I think that as a donor, it's important to know who you're giving to and why, and then what the money is being used for.
Yeah, and
you're allowed to ask questions. You should ask questions.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I love it, because I can say, hey, Callie, you know, where did the money that I donated this year to Project Bubbaloo go? And you can tell me specifically exactly where it went, what research projects it funded that is going to help someone live longer, or how it's going to help a kid in the future, or an adult even. So I love that piece of advice. I think that's really good. Always know where it's going and what they're doing with it. So you did a lot in 2022. Yeah. I was at Hops for Hearts. I mean, your events are not only fun, but people come out and they have fun, and then you're giving back, which is the great part about, you know, how you can, the nonprofit world can and work for everybody. So let's talk about 2023 and everything
very
you've got.
About 2023. I'm very excited.
I am too. Let's talk about what you guys are doing with Project Bubbaloo, which, by the way, you can go to projectbubbaloo.org, or you can visit them on Facebook, Instagram, and now TikTok. We learned you have a TikTok.
Oh. It's small but mighty. Yes.
Hey, hey, you're doing what you can do. I get it. So, Callie, what's happening with you guys in 2023 at Project Bubbaloo?
Well, I'm really excited about the giving that we've had the past past month or so. First mm-hmm. of all, I just want to give a shout out to some of the people that have really been amazing. There is a family, I'm not going to give the name out because I don't know that they want to be recognized like that, but there mm-hmm. is a family that, I work at Marquette University as a professor of nursing, and I have a student that, I guess their family gets together every Christmas and nominates a nonprofit and says, you know, who do we want to collectively give money to? And mm-hmm. they chose Project Bubbaloo this year, and I got a check in the mail last week for $10,000.
Wow.
And So we've had amazing donors, and going back to donors and making sure that that's a lot of money and making sure that we're doing right by that. And we also just wrapped up our Taylor Swift, we call it the 25 Days of Swiftness.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a donor give us Taylor Swift tickets, which are a hot commodity.
Yeah.
And we had a fundraising campaign, and we raised almost $3,000 for those tickets. So we've had a lot of amazing giving that's been happening, and it's gotten me very excited about how excited people are getting about what we're doing. So I feel like this momentum has built, and so now we're going into 2023 with this momentum of, okay, you know, with these kind of maybe high goals, but I think we can get there. And so we have two events in the Milwaukee area that people can come to that I'm really excited about.
Yes. And if you are just tuning in and you're like, what's going on? Who are you talking to? This is Allie from 103.7 Kiss FM. And I'm talking to Callie Chiroff, who is the founder of Project Bubaloo, this morning on the Public Affairs Show, which runs on all four of our stations here at Odyssey Milwaukee. We're talking about just people I've had on the show throughout the year. And Callie, you've been on the show. So we were talking about kind of a recap of 2022, what you have coming up in 2023. But if you don't know Callie's story, this all started when Callie got pregnant with her first child, and you lost Theo to congenital heart disease when he was just a baby, right? So you've now put all of your energy into giving back and helping other people. And the way I've watched you take your grief, which I can't even imagine, Callie, and use it to give back and keep Theo's memory alive is just amazing. So let's talk about these events, because I know we always want to talk about Theo as well when we talk about these events and how you can give back. So what do we got going on this year?
Well, first and foremost, this upcoming spring, we have our annual Hops for Hearts event. So what I love about this event is that it's, I don't want to say all you can drink and all you can eat, because, you know, we do have some limits, but it's really a feast of beer and food, and people come and we have live music and raffles and auctions. You can buy Project Bubaloo gear now that we have a merchandise store open, which you can find on our website, projectbubaloo.org. There's a lot of different ways that you can help us. And just by coming to the event and drinking beer, you can make a difference. And well, I feel like we're in Milwaukee, so that is just...
Callie, I hosted, I don't want to say hosted, I emceed it for you last year, and I'm going to emcee it again this year. It is such a fun event, and the fact that you're making money and giving all of this back to help people with congenital heart disease is amazing, because it's literally just a fun night where you have all these breweries, these local breweries come out, and people get to taste test all the beer, they get food. I mean, it was a fun night. It was a really fun night, and I'm excited for the one this year as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to welcome some new breweries. We have Lion's Tail Brewing coming.
Nice.
There was an article about them that said on their soft opening, they ran out of beer. So I reached out to them right away and I said, hey, I have this event. Do you want to bring
for hearts.
Your beers? And they agreed right away. Oak Brewing, which is a funny name. I love that. Oak Brewing is on board this year. And then also some old favorites, 1840, War Pigs, Third Space, Lakefront Brewery, One of Us Brewing, Supermoon, Component, Westallion. And then we also actually have our first distillery coming this year. Central Standard is going to be there serving some of their mixed drinks. And I love their Door County cherry vodka, I believe it is. So it's very delicious. So we are here, and we also have bars for people who don't like beer. We have your liquor needs covered as well.
Hey, good to know in Wisconsin, you know. Good to know, Callie.
We're not without. So please come and enjoy. And we have live music from Indigo Canyon being played, so it's a full band, and it's just a fun night. It's down at Coast and the Miller Room, so right by the Art Museum, kind of around that bend on Wisconsin. It's on April 21st, 2023. So we are going to be opening ticket sales soon at hopsforheartsmke.com.
And then since the tickets are not for sale yet and people can keep checking back at hopsforheartsmke.com, are you still looking for people that want to help or volunteer?
Absolutely. So we're always looking for, our biggest need is actually donations. So if you're a small business owner or you're somebody that makes a cool craft that people love, I don't care what it is, and you want to just give back or give a donation, we're looking for things like gift cards, experiences, basket. I have a whole committee out there searching for these things, but if you're somebody that's listening and wants to help, we're always looking for that, and you can message us on our website at projectbubbaloo.org or follow us on social media, where we're going to be posting a lot in the upcoming months about this event and making sure that people are very aware that tickets are for sale.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited. I cannot wait for Hops for Hearts in April. I love this event, and I love that you do that at Project Bubbaloo. So thank you for putting on a fun event while giving back, Callie, honestly.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I think last year was exceeded our expectations, and I think this year we're already getting people chomping at the bit saying, when are tickets for sale? So make sure you get your tickets soon if you want to come, because I have a feeling they're going to go really fast.
Absolutely. And you can always follow Project Bubbaloo on Facebook or Instagram. The TikTok is getting ramped up. We're taking our time with that, but it's there. And of course, projectbubbaloo.org and the Hops for Hearts MKE.com is where the tickets will go on sale when that happens. And I'll have you back on the show to talk about that again once you have the tickets for sale, Callie. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm talking to Callie Cheeroff. I always say your name crazy, even though we're friends.
No, but that's, you said it correctly.
Okay,
and most
good.
People do not. So,
well, and I met you, Callie, because you had reached out to me about emceeing your 5K a few years ago. And when I heard your story and that you had, you know, gotten pregnant with your first child, Theo, and then found out, you know, he had congenital heart disease and eventually lost his battle with it. He died, you know, when he was a baby. Your story just touched me, but it has been inspiring watching you give back. I've watched you found Project Bubbaloo and put together this entire amazing nonprofit where you just give back, and you don't just give back. You give this money to research projects that are actually helping people. We know that the money's going somewhere, and it's just been great to watch you kind of continue on and not lose the stamina, Callie. So
right, I think it's been a growth mm-hmm. process for me. I think in the beginning I was doing it because I was sad and I needed something. I needed something because he wasn't here. Mm-hmm. And now it's grown into this thing that embodies him, but also allows for one thing that I'm very proud of is that I now have grieving parents coming to me and mm-hmm. saying, how did you do this? And how did you get through this? And I've made a ton of really good friends. Mm-hmm. Our new director of engagement, Sam, she joined our group early last year in 2022, mm-hmm. and her son Weston, his year death anniversary is coming up here in January. So we, even though he wasn't Bubbaloo, he is part of us, and he's a part of what we're doing. And I love that we're making this bigger and more about these kids and these families. And mm-hmm. not that I don't want to honor Theo, because that's the heart of what we're doing, but mm-hmm. that we've created this safe space for people to come and put their love. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And that's really one thing that I'm really proud about.
Absolutely. And you have, like you said, met so many amazing families and parents who went through exactly what you went through, which is, you know, losing a child to congenital heart disease. But there are a lot of people who continue to live with it. And we talked about that, how many adults have congenital heart disease, right?
Exactly. And they need lifelong care. You don't just have congenital heart disease and not have care for the rest of mm-hmm. your life. So these are people that need cardiac care forever. And we're lucky that we have the Herma Heart Institute here in Milwaukee. A lot of people are not so lucky, and they have lack of access to healthcare and to doctors who specialize in congenital heart disease. Mm-hmm. You should always see a specialist. That's one thing that I will say. I know there's a lot of wonderful cardiologists out there, but unless you specialize in congenital heart disease, this is a very large but special group of people mm-hmm. that need that specific sort of care.
Yeah, I get that, because like I said, when I first met you, Callie, and I heard your story about losing your son Theo when he was just a baby to congenital heart disease, and just being at your events and, you know, emceeing Hops for Hearts, which I love to do. That's happening again in April. Such a fun event where you get to go have fun and drink beer and eat, but yet giving back at the same time and helping fund some of these research projects that are going to help other families. It is amazing how many people go through this. And if you don't turn and look around or meet other people, you just gave me a whole new perspective on how many families deal with congenital heart disease. It's wild.
And there's a lot of families that want to get involved. And so for something like Hops for Herds, we try to make it affordable for everybody to be able to come and enjoy. But we also, I'm very excited about our other event that's happening next year. Our 5K, it's a new rebranded. We used to do a different 5K that we had a different name, but this year we're rebranding and we have a new 5K that we're calling the Ultimate Heart Race. Ooh. So I love that there's a little cardiac pun there.
Yeah.
But it's going to take place on September 9th, 2023. And the Ultimate Heart Race is a really special event that allows people from anywhere to participate. And it's very affordable for people to just come walk around the American Family Field and honor those who have lost and also those that are still fighting congenital heart disease and making a difference by just coming and enjoying a nice walk around the American Family Field.
I love it that you have it at AmFam Field. It's such a neat location to do your 5K. And I love that you're rebranding it with the Ultimate Heart Race this year, Callie.
Yeah. And what's amazing about this 5K is that we've created what I think, I don't know of any other event like this, but I really wanted to create a collaborative event. And for anyone else that's in kind of the nonprofit world, they can relate to this, is that we only have a certain pool of people that are donating money. And there's a lot of competition. It can get a little, can get a little cutthroat out there.
Yeah.
And you're fighting for these dollars because you're trying to make a difference, but you are also fighting for the money that people are willing to give.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling that you are all competing with one another when we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have worked with the leaders of the congenital heart disease world here in Wisconsin, and it's family sort of nonprofits that have been created, but also nonprofits like Mended Little Hearts, which stems from the American Heart Association, their Wisconsin branches. Everyone is willing for this event to be there and to create teams and to raise money for their own missions. So it's a collaborative event in like, yes, you're giving the Project Bubaloo in a way, but we've also created a space and an event for other nonprofits to fundraise for their own mission, which I don't think I've ever heard of an event like that. So it's going to be a very interesting way of fundraising, but making sure that we're all taking a piece of the pie and given an opportunity to benefit from this one event.
I think it's great that you're bringing all these kind of heart nonprofits together and making them all a part of one big race at AmFam Field. I think that's going to be a really fun event when it happens this year in 2023. I cannot believe we're saying 2023, Callie.
I know. It's going to be here before we know it. I'm thinking about like September. Oh, I have so much time, but it's not that much time. And, you know, we have a contract signed, so the event's for sure happening. I just got to focus on Hops First, which is on April 21st, 2023. And then our 5K, the Ultimate Heart Race, is going to happen on September 9th, 2023 at American Family Field.
Well, I love that you've taken the time to talk to me today about so many things, Callie. I've been talking to Callie Chiroff from Project Bubaloo. She founded Project Bubaloo after losing her son, Theo, just a baby. He was a baby to congenital heart disease, and you've kept his memory alive. You've put that grief into a good place where you have given back, and now you have all these great events going on this year. Your entire nonprofit's volunteer, so everything people donate gives back to help others and other families with congenital heart disease, whether it's through research and whatnot. So thank you for everything, Callie. I'm going to have you back on later in the year, in a few months probably, and we can talk about your upcoming Hops for Hearts when those tickets go on sale. But I just appreciate you sharing, you know, everything that happened in 2022, kind of a recap, and then what we have going on in 2023. Because honestly, I do this show every Sunday morning, and I think it's a really cool idea that we should be at the end of the year bringing some of these people on that people may have heard on the air, and like, whatever happened with them? How did their year go? Is their nonprofit still doing well and helping people? So thank you for sharing just a recap of the past year and what's to come in 2023. And thanks for all you do to give back, Callie. Seriously, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And then just for anybody that's listening, make sure you check us out on social media, follow us, and you'll get all the updates as they come up. And if you want to donate, want to get involved, want to sponsor, please reach out to us directly. And there's many ways you can do that through social media and also our website.
Yes, Project
Bubaloo.
Projectbubaloo.org or on Facebook or on Instagram. You can reach out. And if there's any heart families who don't know anyone or need more of a support group that, you know, are going through this, what you went through, you're always there as well, right?
Yep. We're here to support for sure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Happy New Year, Callie.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Go to projectbubaloo.org.